From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So the father divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country, and there he squandered his property in desolate living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.'" So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his slaves, "Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and get the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, "Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has got him back safe and sound." Then the brother became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, "Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours comes back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him." Then the father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So in the gospel I just read you is from chapter 15, and chapter 15 is important to you even though you don't know why. Chapter 15 has three stories: the story of the lost sheep, the story of the lost coin, and the story of the lost son. And so you should read them all together as one whole thing about what God is up to, which is finding lost things. This is a great story, and there's so many places to kind of start, and so you just kind of have to start. The first thing is the interesting to you, or should be interesting to you, is the word compassion. Compassion, and in its Greek form, it's really long and it's a strangely long word in Greek that I'm not going to try and attempt to even pronounce, because it's like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious in Greek, but it's in there. And that word, appears 12 times in the Gospel of Luke, and it appears in all four Gospels. Compassion, compassion, compassion. It's an amazing word. It is a great word. There's no disputing it, compassion. There's an author I like named Ed Friedman. He studies, and he's a rabbi, and he studies family systems theory. He has since died, and he doesn't like the word empathy. He says empathy, we made that up in 1800 some odd. It's a new word to feel in or in feeling. He said, what's wrong with sympathy? We've been using sympathy for 500 years, and for some reason we have to switch over to empathy. And then he gets all cranky because he's like, and sympathy was fine because it took the place of compassion, which we've been using for 1,500 years. So for 1,500 years, compassion was great. Then we had to switch it over to sympathy, and now we have this empathy. And he wants us to return to compassion. And if you know anything or want to know anything or want to get into your Christianity tonight, get into compassion. And the Greek is interesting because it's in your belly, compassion. And it's that feeling you have, or I have, when I watched my son fall off his bike, and I felt it in my gut, compassion. It's this feeling you have when you look out at the world and realize how messed up it is, and you just want to fix it, compassion. When you finally feel a sense of love that's so overwhelming, it's in here, in the seat of you, in this heart-gut area, compassion. We are in the fourth Sunday of Lent. For those of you who are churchy nerdies, fourth Sunday is called Mothering Sunday. It's officially Mother's Day in Ireland. The fourth Sunday in Lent is Mothering Sunday. And I was intrigued because I have this book, I commend it to you, called Celebrating the Seasons. It's from England, and it's a reading every day. You can start on Advent 1, and it's Advent 1, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 300 and some odd days out of the year, you get a reading. So today's reading was from Carl Jung on Mothering Sunday, and Jung asks a very interesting question about loving your neighbor as yourself, and asks a question about having compassion for you, who you might very well be the enemy. That you yourself might be working so hard against yourself that you are like an enemy. And to have compassion for that enemy, to love that enemy, to love yourself, to love your neighbor as yourself, to love yourself. Compassion, self-compassion suddenly on Mothering Sunday is really interesting to me. What's this story, for those of you out there who are sons, resonates with me too closely. It's almost like I don't even want to preach on Mothering Sunday when the prodigal son arrives here in year 3 with Luke. But here it is. My mother died, and while she was dying, we all gathered around her, and we got there on a Thursday. And on Sunday, I went to church, and I'm sitting in church, and this is the gospel, this prodigal son story of. And I'm 20 years almost into the theology of being a priest guy, and I'm like, prodigal, okay, well, I understand, prodigal comes from the Latin, from lavish, lavish, the lavish son, the prodigy, all of those things, I understand. I can get my mind around it. But as I sat and heard it read to me, I began to feel very bad. and self-compassion was nowhere to be found inside of me. Because as she was dying, I was made aware of how much I had misbehaved in my life, of how I was this boy man who had taken half and gone off and wasted it and wrecked the car and spent the money and was that boy, and how I was not worthy so much of her love but of God's love. I was not. And as I sat there and began to just sort of wallow in the fact that my mother was dying, in the fact that I was who I was, the fact that I had tried really hard, that I just began to fall apart. So much so that when church was over, got in the car, started to drive, and began to just weep. Just weep. Because I am a prodigal. I have been a prodigal. I have gone to the other country and blew it. And I have said, this is what I'll do. I'll go home, I'll just take a lower status. I'll sleep on the floor. I won't be the son. I'll just go home. I'll go home. For those of you who have experienced this moment, where you have this, and it's in the story. He comes to himself. For those of you who have woken up, for those of you who have been in sort of that weird place and become people who have repented, which is just a simple word, means to turn. For those of you who have turned it around and started walking back to home, did you catch something in the story that's awesome? For those of us as prodigals, we cling to that. We cling to that moment. While he was still far off, his father saw him and had compassion. Still far off, wasn't even home yet, and was seen by the father who had compassion. That's you. Before you even got there, you were seen. You were known. And God, oh my gosh, this is great. This is great. That's the gospel. All of us live in this sort of self-flagellation of, I have it, you have it. It's just sort of this weird thing you do in the car. When you're by yourself in the car and you think, I am just nothing. You roll up all the windows, you put your sunglasses on, you cry. There's no way anybody's taking me back. And we Christians proclaim in a very loud voice, no, no, come home. Because we proclaim compassion. And we proclaim that while you were still far off, God saw you. And not only did God say, oh good, you're back. No, 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 no. While you were still covered in pig and nasty and dirt, the best robe, the best sandals, and a ring to mark that you are a child. You are home. And for those of us who live in sort of a justice mentality, like how dare you bring in a sinner? How dare you eat with one of those? How dare you do that, church? Easy, church. You're righteous. You're good. You've been here. It's all right. All that God has is yours too. But we have always got to rejoice every time one of them walks back into here. Not only like a happy party, a throwdown. So here in the fourth Sunday of Lent, God sees you out there still far off because Easter is coming. And we won't just celebrate resurrection. We'll celebrate redemption, which is what we proclaim. which is who we are. Christians who are compassionate, reaching for the lost. Amen.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.